The Big Red Bench. Saturday and Sunday from 6 p.m. Cork's Red FM.
Right, we're delighted to be joined here on the Big Red Bench by an absolute Cork legend, Colm O'Neill. It is great to have you on. We're previewing Cork versus Kerry. We're previewing it a week early, but this will be going out the day before the game. Should be a big atmosphere down in Killarney. What are you expecting from the occasion itself?
Yeah, Dan, thanks for having me. As I say, looking forward to know what are we, as I say, we're a week out now. I suppose it hasn't really kind of sunk in yet. It'll probably be Monday or Tuesday when the real talk and atmosphere will ramp up. But I suppose what will be interesting then from a Cork point of view is what kind of team Kerry are going to. It'll be interesting. We'll have a lot kind of greater idea what kind of a game we're going to have when the teams are actually announced, because, look, I think it's well documented now that in particular the injuries that Kerry have, and Cork are after picking up their own injuries as well. So it's very hard to call until you kind of see the team on paper, and I suppose when they're lining out, because as I said, I think a lot, and in particular Kerry, are down a number of players. So from a Cork point of view, just thinking back on the last game against Tipperary, I was actually at it down in Torlis. It wasn't overly convincing, no, if I'm being honest. I think it was level about 50 minutes ago, and only probably for the introduction of Ryan Hurley and Rory Dean probably kind of gave him that bit of experience and got him more. No, in the end, it was probably the scoreline probably flattered him a small, but look, it mightn't be a bad way to be coming into a Munster final against Kerry, to be coming in under the radar.
Absolutely. And just the atmosphere and occasion of Fitzgerald Stadium, Killarney. Well, what do you have any memories of playing down there?
Yeah, it's probably outside of it's probably one of outside of probably obviously Parky Cueve and Croke Park. Like, it's always, for some reason, the weather always seems to be a Munster final, and the weather always seems to play its part as well. It always seems to be scorched every day, and those in particular, the games we've played have been kind of very, very close. Now, I think it's 1995. I think the last time Cork actually won down in Kerry, which is a stat that's not very very nice to be listening to. But in particular, I suppose 2015 is one that springs to memory. It's probably one that personally I think that we should have got broken that hoodoo and got over the line that day. I think I was listening to a podcast during the week, James, I don't know who was mentioning it, that game in particular, he says it's probably one that got away, and I could hold my hand up myself personally. I remember I'd probably hit a 45, I think time was up at a 45, but probably it would have been the last kick of the game if I would put it dead. But all I wanted to do was just kick the ball as hard as I could and get the letter off the ball, and just a banana kick then. Of course, I went away with my routine. I didn't just make sure about get the stroke right, but all I just wanted to do was worry about kick it as hard as I can, a banana kick. I think it was caught under the post maybe by David Moore and walked up the pitch, and it was Fionn Fitzgerald. I think he'd probably claim he was going for a point, but he definitely wasn't going for a point. He was trying to drop it in, and the wind kind of caught it and went over the bar, and ref blew it up after that, and unfortunately Kerry won the replay. So that was probably a memory that kind of stings. Now, it was a fantastic game, a great game, but I think that's one that probably got away from us. So great memories in terms of games, but not great in terms of results, let's put it like that.
Are we in the precipice of the Cork-Kerry rivalry coming back a small bit, do you think, with us going up to Division 1, they'll be looking to keep that 30-year hoodoo at bay anyway for the time being as well. It seems like they have an opportunity now to try to kill us off before you really get going.
Yeah, I hope so, Dan. Look, as you said, it's mad to think like 1995 since Cork last won down in Killarney. But I think, to be fair to Cork-Kerry games, they kind of take a life of their own, really. Like, kind of form goes out the window. Like, you would say Cork might have been operating in Division 3 and 2 in the last number of years, and you have Kerry winning Division 1 titles. But when it comes to Cork and Kerry, like, you'd have seen results over the last few years, like, that really goes out the window. And Cork are probably the one team, I hope I'm not going to jinx them here now, but they're the one team probably in the last number of years that would have put it up to Kerry consistently. Like, last year they took them to a replay, they took them to extra time down in Parky Cueve in the Super 8s again. They gave enough of it. So, like, as I said, form really goes out the window. But look, I think it's an opportunity. As you said, Kerry probably are not at full strength. So it probably is. It gives Cork an opportunity to go after this one, and as you say, trying to break that record.
Yeah, well, at least we have a McGrath Cup win at the start of the year as well. It might be something. It was in Killarney. The loss of Dara Sheedy, however, I know you mentioned Hurley earlier. He'll be another huge loss, of course. But this young player, what an absolute talent Dara looks like.
Yeah, unbelievable. Yeah, it's an awful pity for him. No, I was actually against Kerry, funny enough, in under 20, where he came off injured. I was actually at the game, and he came off after 10 or 12 minutes with what seemed to be a hamstring injury, and that was kind of 3 weeks ago now, so maybe next week could be 4 weeks, so it'll be tight. I'd say, like, they'll probably do all they can to try and get him back on the pitch, but if he is to play, he won't have an awful lot done. It's an awful pity, because he was probably one of the shining lights throughout the league for Cork. I've seen him in a number of games against Meath in Parky Ring there last month. He was exceptional, and even against Limerick against Limerick in the quarter final, he got a great goal early that day. So, like, it's a pity that he won't be a full tilt. And obviously Brian came off the last day, so I'd say time could be against him as well. But if you had them two lads, obviously Dara to start maybe and Brian to come on, like, they're two great talents. But look, please God that we'll see him at some stage throughout the year. But if they are to play, they can't have an awful lot done. So it's unfortunate, but look, it gives opportunity for other lads, the likes of maybe Conor Corbett, Colin Manny, or the likes, someone like them to come on and step up to the plate. So granted, it's going to be, they are two huge losses, but look, they won't be dwelling on that too much, I'm sure.
Yeah, who do Kerry have to be worried about, Oran, do you feel?
I think that, like if Cork are going to get a result here, like we'll need probably 7 out of 10 from our inside line. Chris Oag, Mark Cronin and Sherlock are probably our main scorers in chief. And they have been, in fairness to them, throughout the league. Chris Oag has been very threatening, a fierce goal threat. And obviously you have Stephen Sherlock, who has the 2 points, 2 point kick in his locker. And Mark Cronin, to be fair to him, the last day against Tipperary, was the one forward that was probably, early on when it wasn't going our way, he was asking questions. He kind of showed great leadership. Anytime he got the ball, he took on his man. He won frees, he got scores, and he kind of took the game to Tipperary. So, like, if we're to get a result, we're probably going to have to get, they're going to have to probably have 7 or 10 games. But I think Kerry are probably going to be worried about our two midfielders. Mm-hmm. And I think that's where the game is going to be won and lost, to be honest. It's around the midfield, and we're fortunate to have Colm McAllen and Liam Maguire. And Colm McAllen, to be fair, has been one of the players, in my opinion, one of the best midfielders so far that I've seen this year. He's just a powerhouse under the high ball. He's physique, he's driving forward, he can kick the score. He's probably, but himself and Ian, like, and it's well documented, just last day against Clare, it was Mark O'Shea and Dermot O'Connor started midfield. So you've obviously Joe O'Connor, not sure what his story is, but he was out the last day. So I think that's probably an area where Cork feel that they might get some value out of it. And I think Kerry it's probably where they feel like they're not the strongest. And I think that was evidenced by the league final, where Donegal really got after them around the middle of the field and the middle eight. So I think if John Clearinco are looking back at the videos of how to maybe stifle Kerry, it'll be around that midfield battle and just going back. I know it's a long-winded answer, but I believe Shane Ryan will probably be under pressure as well for this weekend. So, like, and he's all-star goalie last year, so he's a huge loss. Now, granted, Shane Murphy is a top-class goalie, but Shane Ryan just seems to have that steady presence around the Kerry backline and around the kickouts, very composed. So I don't think we could underestimate his loss as well. So if Cork, as I said, if Cork are going to get something out of this game, they're going to have to win the midfield battle.
There'll be so much talk, as always, about the Cliffords in this one. It looks like Shawnee O'Shea is out, so we'll have to worry about the two Cliffords and Paul Gainey, probably most likely. Surely Dan O'Mahony takes up David, and then after that, what way do you think it'll go?
Yeah, as I said, reports that Shawnee O'Shea would be out. Look, again, that'll be, we probably know that closer to time, but if he was out, like, Dan O'Mahony, to be fair to him, to give him his dues, is probably, if he always gets the job of going on to the the opposition's best forward as such. And he's picked up David in the last number of years. And to be fair to him, give him his dues, he's given enough of it. And there's not many now could hold their hand up with David to give him a good game. But they seem to have a great battle all the time. A lot of off the ball stuff as well, which both players seem to like. But I'd be surprised if he don't pick up David. And then in terms of Paddy Clifford, and in my opinion, it's probably a more important task is who's going to stop Paddy, because I think Paddy really makes David click. If you can limit Paddy's influence on the game, limit the amount of time he gets on the ball, amount of time he's creating opportunities for the Kerry forward, because their forward line kind of hums when he's going well. So I'd expect, like in previous years, it's been Matty Taylor who'd been tasked to pick him up and who has done a good job on him as well. But obviously Matty is out as well. So if I was to pick now, without seeing a team, I'd imagine Tommy Walsh might go on him. Now I know he'd probably be named centre back as well, and naturally I'd say Paddy would probably be named at 11 as well. But I would be surprised if Tommy don't go on him. Now, I suppose one out of the blue that I wouldn't mind seeing maybe go on Paddy would be Brian O'Driscoll. Would be kind of probably be a funny move. Now he's played a lot of his game at wing forward, but he's played numerous games throughout his intercounty career at wing back. He's a good man marker. He has a good engine, and he might be able to ask questions of Paddy going back to field, because he started last game, but he doesn't have a whole lot of minutes under his belt as well. So that's a really important matchup that Cork can get that right, because as I say, if we can nullify Paddy's influence, we'll be doing well in getting a result.
All right, coming to the end here, where do you think it'll be won and lost on the day?
Yeah, again, look, without repeating myself, I think just the midfield battle. A lot of what I mentioned already. As I say, Mark O'Shea and Diarmuid O'Connor. Diarmuid O'Connor again, I know he kicked 3 points against Clare the last day. I seen clips of the game and he looked fresh, he looked lively, but again, he doesn't have an awful lot of game time under his belt, whereas Colm and Ian have built a good, formidable partnership now throughout the league, and they know each other's game inside out. So if we can win that midfield battle and limit, I suppose, the possession Kerry getting, I think we'll go an awful long way. And then again, look, it's the Cliffords, really. Like, I think they got 2-10 between them the last day. I think David got 1-7, Paddy got 1-2. So if you can nullify them, I know it's easier said than done, but if you can nullify their influence and win the midfield battle, I think we'll have a good shot.
Lastly, do Cork break the 30-year hoodoo?
That's fine. Do you know what? I'd be more confident giving you an answer maybe Thursday or Friday when the teams are announced. Mm-hmm. But going right here and now, my heart says yes. My head says no, purely going on the performance and the injuries that Cork have picked up. Now I hope I'm wrong, but is it something they can do? Absolutely, they can. But as I say, I think we need really good performances on our inside line. And if we can nullify, as I said, the party, David and Paddy, which is easier said than done. But come here, in Killarney as well. And I know Kerry probably want to put down a mark as well. I know they got a lot of criticism after the league final. And I was talking to a lot of people after the league final, and Cork lost the league final and Kerry well beaten. A lot of people were saying, ah, look, at least Kerry were beat. But I was saying, I hope we don't get the sting of that in the Munster Championship, because they went off and did their training camp, and I'm sure they'll be anxious to put down a marker and just to give a reminder to the rest of the country to say that they're not going away. But look, if we can be in it with 10 minutes to go, I think it gives ourselves a right chance.
Which is more likely, Cork break this 30-year hoodoo, or your Arsenal break their 20-year hoodoo?
Oh, God. I think more likely Cork, to be honest, than Arsenal at this stage. As I say, it's Saturday now, and we've Fulham to play now this evening, which will be a tough test. But I'd be more confident, to be honest, in Cork breaking it than Arsenal doing it now at this stage.
Oh, God, Colm, I feel for you. But look, thanks so much for coming on. Really appreciate it. And hopefully we'll talk to you again at some stage.
No bother. Thanks, Dan.
The Big Red Bench. Saturday and Sunday from 6 p.m. Cork's Red FM.